remind ourselves and our parents who are listening, and something that we do often in this podcast is, this podcast is not about judging you mm-hmm. as a parent. Right. Like, that's not why we started this. It's, this podcast is really about... Oh, well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever it is for our listeners.
We love
this is bringing me back to my orchestra days of my childhood. Days. Yes. See,
it made me think the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
It made you think
of
orchestra.
Big band.
Just
big band
music.
The, what did you play in the orchestra?
I played the violin.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Very
throughout
nice.
Middle school
okay.
and high school.
Could
all
you
the way.
Could you pick up a violin right now and make some level of music?
I could make some level yeah. of music. Yeah. Yes, I could do that statement.
Like what's the violin?
Some level of music.
What's the violin equivalent to chopsticks on the piano? Dun, 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 like what's the violin?
Probably like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, right? Okay. That's like the classic everyone yes. learns. Yes. Cross a couple string.
Do you remember, does anybody know what the equivalent of those is for the recorder? Remember when you were in like third grade, everybody had to...
Oh, yes.
Yes. What is that? What
three
is
blind
that?
Mice.
Three blind mice.
Oh. Well, I was thinking, hot cross buns.
Oh,
hot
same cross word. Buns. Same music, right?
It's the same thing.
Hot cross yeah. buns.
But what's yeah. the next part?
I have no idea. See how they run.
Oh, that's no, that's three blind mice. Blind mice. What is, yeah, we'll have to look that up. I'm curious now. What is hot cross buns?
Well,
the whole song.
I don't know.
I can put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's got to be some
these,
like
these
remix.
These burning questions we need to know.
Yeah, there's got
to
be a cool remix out there.
Hot
like
Cross Buns.
Yeah, the nightclub version of Hot Cross Buns.
We'll need that as our intro music next time. Hot Cross Buns.
The EDM version. You know what EDM stands for, Chris? Huh? No, you don't. Grace, do you know what EDM stands for?
I'm thinking electric.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Electric
dance.
Dance music.
Yeah, EDM. Electric dance music. Oh gosh!
I could play that on the armpit. Have you played the armpit before? That's a nice instrument.
What's the entry level version of the armpit?
No, we don't need that this morning.
We don't want to ask everybody.
Good.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
You said good morning.
I did. I was about to say it again. Yeah, is it good morning? I don't even know.
For us, it technically
yes.
is. But
yes,
to
it
listeners,
could be
it's afternoon.
It could
now.
Be 3. Yeah. It We're could be afternoon. 3 a.m.
It is afternoon.
Which is a good morning still,
yeah,
right?
Sure. There you go. Whew, everybody. Kurt Johnston, Grace Yoon, producer Chris, our On Purpose Parent podcast, in our never-ending quest to help parents raise interdependent, lifelong followers of Jesus who want to make a kingdom contribution, despite our odd ramblings about armpit music, EDM versions of hot cross buns, and all the stuff that we've talked about off mic that our yeah. listeners have, don't even.
True.
This is just the.
True.
This is just like the mature version of
I know, right?
If they knew what we talk about before the mics start rolling, the mics go hot.
Yikes.
Man.
A lot of shaking of heads.
Yikes.
I don't ever
a
want
lot
a
of
hot
yikes.
Mic moment. On a, it's never inappropriate. It would just be embarrassingly infantile. That's all it would be. It's not inappropriate.
Right, exactly.
Whatever level of credibility we do
yeah,
have
it
with
would
parents,
just down the drain.
It'd be gone. Be gone
so
in a
So good
in a
thing
moment.
Producer Chris controls the buttons so well
yes,
and guides
all four,
our time.
All four buttons.
So wisely.
Over there. He's very adept. With those four buttons.
We also have a great editor,
yes.
Davin, named Davin.
Yeah.
Davin.
Thank you so much, Davin.
Davin's amazing.
It's a lot of work.
Davin
and he
is
cuts
amazing.
He cuts a lot of stuff yeah. out that shouldn't be in there.
That's too infantile,
yeah.
as Chris
what you
says.
What you just did, though, Producer Chris, which I'm fine with,
yeah.
is there's already Grace and I. There's a producer of this podcast, which yeah. is weird. And now people know, there's also...
An editor
out there somewhere.
Yes.
Like, how much work are they putting into this this cheesy little...
You know what? A lot. Because
yeah.
we love our parents.
We do.
And we will put in that work, whatever it takes.
No price is too great.
Exactly. Because we are in this together, and the journey is tough. And we need one another.
Amen. And by the way, by the time this episode drops, I'll bet you our subscribers are going to hit 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that in passing the other day in a meeting I was in. And people were astounded. I don't know if 40,000 is big or not. I don't know. We just get together every Wednesday and make a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people listen. The only reason we know there's 40,000, that's just on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's more listening in very all over the place. So it could be 80,000, it could be 40,002. I don't know, right? But apparently 40,000 is a pretty good feat.
Yeah. And like people from all over the world. In fact, I was on a Zoom call with a few people this really? Past week who Southeast Asia, like a bunch of people from Southeast Asia, and Alphonsus and Beatrice and Dora, Ian and Melvin are just a few of our listeners that are in Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore,
world.
And they're all listening to us out there.
So all that to say, 40,000 people can't be wrong.
Yeah.
They can't be wrong. They can be misguided. They just can't be totally wrong. All right, everybody.
All right, here we go. Where are we?
We are in episode.
We are at the end.
We're
coming into home base.
Yeah, home plate.
Home plate? Home
plate. Oh, Grace. We just hit a touchdown.
I never played baseball or softball. I was cut from the softball team after trying out for 2 years. So that's my excuse.
You ran around the field going, where's home base? Where's home base?
We can do a sports podcast and a music spot podcast.
I know we could.
All these different little things we could go.
Well, this is episode 5 of our 2-minute tip reviews. No, we said last episode it's not reviews, it's reactions. Our 2-minute tip reactions. Where every episode we're watching one of our 2-minute tips that you can watch on our YouTube channel, or you can also watch them on Saddleback Parents. I'm sorry, onpurposeparents.com. Yes. But we're going to watch one together right now. This one is on the topic of listening.
Paying attention.
Let's check it out together.
Let's do it.
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm a parent, and this is my 2-minute tip. Truly listening to my kids can be a challenge for me because I have 3 daughters, and there is just so much chatter. And I'm an introvert. And so with all of that talking going on, I've actually figured out a way to let it become white noise and just push it to the background of my consciousness. I mean, let's face it, that's not a bad skill to have when you can't even go to the bathroom in peace. But it's not the default way that I want to respond to the sound of my kids' voices. Here's the problem. Maybe you have this too, and if not, then please don't judge me. But I don't always think that what my kids have to say is very interesting. I've heard so many stories about things that happen at school, or things that happen with friends, or things that happen to a friend's friend, and on, that sometimes it can be truly hard to listen and stay engaged with them. I know that sounds awful, but it's true. One thing that helps me to be a better listener is to pay attention to more than just the details of the topic that they're sharing with me. I find that when I pay attention to my daughter and how she tells me things, whether she's choosing to emphasize this part or that part, why she's telling me, I can start to see aspects of who she is coming through. Sometimes I can see her kind heart, or her sense of right and wrong, or her resilience, or her love of laughter, or her loyalty, or her compassion and empathy in the conversations that she's sharing with me. This keeps me engaged and listening when I find the topic itself a little less than interesting. And when I stay engaged and listen, she feels valued. And if I can communicate to her that she is valuable by making an effort to listen, then that's a huge win in my book.
There you go. There we go.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
paying attention. That was a good 2-minute tip.
It was. I'm going to let you carry the bulk of this, and here's why. I was actually really convicted when I was listening to that. My kids are adults. One of my children is a parent herself. And as Erica was sharing, I did have this moment of, gosh, I wasn't very good at that. And it's not one of my weakest interpersonal skills is really actively, intentionally listening.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk. I've got things I want to say. I've got opinions I want to make sure you know. So my listening is really just to get me to my talking.
Mm-hmm.
So this was good for me and a little bit convicting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I would have watched that 2-minute tip. I wish it existed 15 years ago.
15 years
ago. Yeah. I've been well served by it.
Yeah.
Well, what I'll say is I think I would venture to guess that this is very convicting for many, if not all, parents who are listening to this.
Yeah.
Because, and what I really appreciate about what Eric was saying is it was real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we as parents have so much pressure to not be completely honest as to what we're really thinking, because it seems so callous. Even she, in her 2-minute tip, was like, can you relate to me? Right. You know, if not, don't judge me.
So much white noise.
Yeah, yeah, white noise. But the reality is what she said is so real and relatable, because how many of us are always like, oh my goodness, I want to hear about that color crayon and why you like that color for like the 20th time and give you my full attention. Because reality is we have a lot of things on our plates.
Right.
We got to get dinner figured out. What is even the menu? Who's going to go grocery shopping? We have to figure out the ride situation. Mm-hmm. Do we have all the supplies we need in the house to keep everyone alive? Oh, parents, teachers are calling, you know, like giving you assignments. Yep. Are you paying attention?
Yep.
Your job is calling you. There's so much going on that, sure, being a thoughtful, listening, engaging, kind, doting parent sounds great. But I think what was so great about this 2-minute tip is it's sort of like we could all be like,
Yeah.
Most of the time when our kids are talking around us, it's white noise.
Yep.
It has to be, because that's how we feel like we can survive.
Right.
So really appreciated that. And I think that's one of the things that we do want to remind ourselves and our parents who are listening. And something that we do often in this podcast is this podcast is not about judging you as a parent. Right. Like, that's not why we started this. It's this podcast is really about having real talk and saying, man, I have a really hard time paying attention to my kids and caring what they have to say, because I'm so tired.
Right.
I'm so distracted. I'm so stressed. And so we just want to encourage parents who are listening, if you related to this 2-minute tip, you're not a bad person. We're not a bad person. It's just reality. And we can be okay with that.
Yeah.
And let's talk about what's one next step we can do with that reality that doesn't necessarily change who we are and our struggles or minimize it, but how can we maybe have a fresh thought?
Right.
Or one thing that kind of helps us give us energy in this parenting journey.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I really appreciated about this that I took away from this is when she gave the thought of not just paying attention to the actual words that they are saying, which sounds funny when you're talking about listening, because usually it's like, pay attention to the words. Yep. But it was saying, see them as a bigger picture of who they are.
I love that.
That was, that was very profound, because instead of thinking of it as a transaction, you have something to tell me. I need to receive it. Right. Hurry it up, because it's this transactional. Yep.
What are the details I need to check off.
Mm-hmm, and just get to the point so I can receive this transaction and see if it's worth my time and move on. She's sort of shifting our mindset to say, instead of it being this transaction of like you giving me something with your words that I can then take and figure out what I'm going to do with, it's more like, let me pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Who are
it's
you?
It's a learning opportunity.
Yes.
Not about the details.
About your child.
About your child.
Yeah. So I thought that was really helpful to, as something I can hold on to as a mind frame check, is the goal of parenting is not always to receive words as transaction to get something done.
Right.
Sometimes the interaction, the goal is just to learn and be curious and to be present with your child and to learn, oh, that's interesting that they're a little bit agitated about this subject. Like, this wouldn't bother me, but it looks like this bothers my kid.
Yep.
What does this teach me about who this person is? And let's engage in that subject.
That's good. And I think one reminder for parents could be, if you could relate to Erica, or maybe you're a little bit more like I admitted to being myself, think of it almost like as a listening, developing the skill of listening, carving out the time to listen. Maybe view that intentionally as an investment into the future.
Mm.
Like, you don't see the payoffs right now, but you'll see the payoffs later. And what comes to mind 100%. Is the reality is, as your kids get older and they enter their teenage years, most teenagers, not all of them, most teenagers will go through a season of a year or two or four or five where they talk to mom and dad a whole lot less. Mm-hmm. Not every teenager goes through that, but most teenagers go through where they talk to mom and dad a whole lot less. One of the ways to give yourself a better shot at that not happening mm-hmm. is develop the art of listening when they're younger so they understand that mom and dad care, mom and dad are interested, mom and dad, they don't just respond and react to everything, but they ask good questions back. They're, because if you are teaching them as a little kid that you really don't want to listen, you really don't care what they have to say, you're really too busy for that, mm-hmm. it's just a bunch of white noise anyway, then when they get older, well, there's no reason for them to think that you want to keep talking mm-hmm. or keep listening.
That's good.
So you kind of you sow those seeds. You invest. I care. I want to hear what you have to say matters. I love talking to you. I love listening to you. I love learning about you. So that when they get older and it doesn't come as naturally, you at least deposited in them the reality, the belief that, no, I do like to talk to you. I do care. And maybe, just maybe, they will stay open to those conversations a little bit more than they would have otherwise.
Permission to say a thought? to express?
Granted.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It made me think of when my girls in particular were little and they would say, Daddy, look at me. Daddy, look at me.
Yes.
So I would be doing something. Daddy, look at me. And it's like, oh my, you know, I'm focused on this. And now I got to look. But I just would train myself in my head, just say, I've got to look at them.
Right.
Mm. Just do it, idiot. Why aren't you looking? And then give them an affirmation afterwards, some kind of affirmation. Mm. But then as they get older, then Daddy sees me. He's proud of me. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You know what that reminded me of, both of what you guys said, is the analogy of fool's gold. And there's so often we chase after these treasures and we think it's so important and we get so fixated on this treasure and then we achieve it and it turns out to be fool's gold. It has no value or not the value we expected it to have. And as you both were talking, it makes me think, a lot of times we dismiss that time, and it could be brief. It could be 30 seconds of full-on attention with your child. But we dismiss that as being not valuable compared to taking care of the logistics and the technical things and doing your work and getting your job done and making sure the laundry is done, because that was on my to-do list. And if I don't get the laundry done, I'm a failure and I don't feel good about myself. And so we chase after these other goals at the cost of investing into something that we think is like not as important. Yeah. But in reality, in the long game of things, how incredibly valuable is investing in your child and really listening to them, because of what you all just said, is it builds their self-esteem. Yeah. It builds their self-worth. My parents, they're listening to me.
Right.
When I speak, I can tell they are giving me that value by giving showing me that I'm valuable by giving me their time, by giving me their attention, which is so precious.
Yep.
And then that has payoffs. Yep. Like later when we were talking about in previous episodes about coaching, there'll be this foundation of trust where, you know, when the situation is kind of gray and I don't know what to do, I know I can talk to my parents because I know they've listened to me ever since I was a young child.
Yep.
They are a safe place for me to come and kind of put things out there.
Right.
What a beautiful investment that is. If you can see that that's actually where the real treasure is and not get, and this I'm speaking to myself, fixated on these things on my to-do list will not get done.
Right.
If I pivot over here to talk to my kid, it's like, instead of thinking that of it as a distraction from the real goals, it's no, my child
is the real goal,
and building up who they are is my goal as a parent. And ultimately, if the dishes don't get done, it's okay.
Yeah,
if the laundry's not folded,
yep,
it's okay.
Yep,
it's not the end of the world.
Amen to that. Well, wow, everybody. I hope that the last couple weeks don't hit the play out music quite yet, producer Chris. I saw his little itchy fingers.
Stop talking.
His itchy fingers is like, okay, Kurt, wrap it up. We are going to wrap it up, but I just want to kind of bring this whole 5-episode series to a close in this way is we've said over and over and over and over again on this podcast that almost nothing good happens by accident, that intentionality matters. And maybe there's no place where that's more true than parenting. And we just want to help you be a little bit more intentional. And these 2-minute tips that we've looked at, helping you be a little bit more intentional. And when you think about praying with your kids, a little bit more intentional as a listener, a little bit more intentional with helping your children who are maybe a little shy or quieter to grow in their confidence, a little bit more intentionality as a coach. Mm-hmm. A little bit more intentionality as you think about freedoms versus responsibility. All of these things that these 2-minute tips have covered in the last 5 episodes, we hope that they've just helped you think a little bit more intentionally in your parenting because we think intentionality matters in our goals to raise our kids to be interdependent, lifelong followers of Jesus who want to make a kingdom contribution. Please, if you haven't subscribed, please do so on YouTube. You can like it. You can comment in the comments. You can share this with a friend. If you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, share that with your friends. This little podcast is growing. And the only reason we're proud of that is because it means that there's more and more parents who are finding it helpful hopeful. So thanks for being a part of our family. You can text parents to 83,000. Producer Chris, I see that hand.
Can I play the outro music? Oh.
You have permission.
You have permission to do so. See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone. We love you.